Blog Talk Radio.
The Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We give God praise and honor, glory for another opportunity to share with you in his all-powerful, all-sustaining word. We are Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we count it a privilege to be on the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast with you as we usher in the presence of God this evening and take time to just delve into and study his word. Tonight, praise God, we have a guest minister that will be joining us all the way from Wilson, North Carolina, and her name is Elder Lisa Bowen Strayhorn. We thank God that she is here. We thank God for you tuning in as our listening audience this evening. And we just pray the blessings of God over each one of you and over your family as well. Hallelujah. And we, again, just give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. We're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace in prayer. But before we do, we'd like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. And we just give God all the glory because every praise, not some, but every praise
belongs to God. Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praise? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Sing hallelujah
to our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah. give praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise is to our God.
Giving you honor and thanksgiving, Lord, for you just being God. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and for your mercy, for your peace, your love, your joy, Lord God. We thank you that you are an omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are all-powerful and there is no other God but you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for your presence with us this evening as we go forth, Heavenly Father, to share your word. We pray that you anoint the woman of God tonight, Elder Strayhorn, Heavenly Father, Lord God, with a fresh anointing, that you allow her to bring forth your word, Father God, without hesitation, without reservation. We rebuke the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus comes against you, and you have no place, no dominion, and no authority. We thank you that these airwaves belong to Almighty God, and that his word will go forth tonight, praise God, without any hindrance, that it will go forth and that it will accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish, that it will be grace to the hearers and that they will go forth, hallelujah, praise God, that they will go forth and be able to share your word and advance your kingdom here in this earth. We give you, Lord, all the praise and all the honor and all the glory as we turn, Lord God, this service and program over to you, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, for your mercies and your grace and your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, listening audience, praise God. As I shared with you, we have a woman in the house tonight that doesn't mind sharing God's word. Hallelujah. Her name is Elder Lisa Bowen Strayhorn. Elder Strayhorn is a native of Washington, D.C., and she's been living in Wilson, North Carolina for 38 years. And her home church is Mount Hebron Church, also in Wilson, North Carolina, under the leadership of Pastor Andrew Nixon. Elder Strayhorn has been married for 36 years, praise God,
amen,
to Deacon Michael Strayhorn Sr., and they have two adult children, their son, Michael Strayhorn Jr., who's married to Toya Bennett Strayhorn, and they both are teachers, praise God, and parents of her granddaughter, Michaela, and their daughter, Alicia Strayhorn, who is a psychologist there in Greenville, North Carolina area.
Amen.
Elder Strayhorn's favorite Bible text is Deuteronomy 31 and 8, which reads, "And the Lord, he it is that doeth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee.
Yeah.
Fear not. And neither be dismayed, and she solicits your prayers." Well, Seasons of Purpose listening audience, at this time I would like to introduce to some and present to others Elder Lisa Bowen Strayhorn. Elder Strayhorn, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can
praise
hear
God.
You, praise God, and we thank
praise
you for
God.
Being here tonight and being and coming to share the word of God. We're going to go ahead and turn the mic over to you.
Oh, praise God on tonight, everyone. I just thank God for the ministry of Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst and for the Season of Purpose radio broadcast. I tell you, I have been blessed, and I know others have as well. And I just thank the Lord for this opportunity to just share a word from the Lord. I just thank him for this opportunity. And it's just my desire tonight that you may be that heaven may be glorified, and that the
Amen.
His children may be edified, and that the devil
Amen.
May be horrified. And so
Amen.
In Jesus' name, Thank you for your prayers. Tonight we're going to talk on the subject of passionate prayer and fearless faith. Passionate
Amen.
Prayer and fearless faith. Our scripture reading tonight is in Esther 4, 15 through 17. Esther 4, 15 through 17 reads, "Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai, 'Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day, and I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. If I perish, I perish.' So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions." Mercy. Passionate
Amen.
Prayer and faithless and fearless faith. You know, my mom is an example of one who has a passionate prayer life, and those who know her know this. And type of lifestyle wasn't just handed to her in a silver cup. She was abandoned by her husband with 5 children. She had to raise them on her own in the projects of Washington, D.C. But, you know, early on in her life, she was taught by her mom and dad about faith in Jesus, about faith in God, and having a passionate prayer life and a fearless faith.
Amen.
And she would each day tell us and instruct us to do what God would have us to do. And she said, "When you call on Jesus, all things are possible."
Amen.
And if I can share just one story, I'll share this about prayer. In the morning time, my mom would have us to come and pray together as a family before we went to eat anything downstairs. She said, "Children, I want you to pray. I want us to pray before you eat." But one morning, me and my sister woke up, and I was a hungry 5-year-old. And we decided we were going to sneak downstairs to get something to eat before we pray. And so we said we knew my mom prayed first. So when she got on her knees, we snuck downstairs. But to our surprise, she had called all the children together, and we were caught downstairs. And so my mom called us together, and so we told each other, "We're not going to go up there right now. We're going to wait till they get on their knees, and then we're going to come and join them." And so we waited, and they got on their knees, and then me and my sister headed up the stairs, and we got on our knees. Needless to say that the scriptures that my mother believes spare the rod and spoil the child was about to be fulfilled that night on our back, as we felt the whip lash as we went down to pray. I know
Amen.
Sometimes that story may sound funny, but it also is so true. You see, too often we as God's children, we try to sneak down life road all by ourselves, thinking we are
Amen.
Getting away with something. Thinking I can
yeah.
do this all by myself. We end up
yeah.
in life lessons switched on our back. Because at the end
Amen.
Of the day, how many of you know that by doing this, we will run into problems we cannot solve? We will run
Amen.
Into situations that we can't talk our way out of. When we need,
Amen.
We will need more money than mama can give us. We will need
Amen.
More money than the bank can lend us. We will need a touch in our bodies, and the doctor will not be able to help us. And it is in those moments broadcast tonight, it is in those moments that most of us have made a habit of this, know, and have come to realize that it's in those moments when we can't call on anybody else, we got to know
Amen.
That we can call on Jesus. Just
Amen.
When I need him, Jesus is near. Just when I
Amen.
Falter, just when I fear, just when I need him most, Jesus will comfort and Jesus will cheer. I know I'm talking to somebody tonight who can testify that you can't navigate life tempest waters until you discover that every step you take has to be taken with God. Every decision
Amen.
You make has to be made with God. Every move you make has to be made with God. No matter how big and bad we think we are, we need God. You see, I need
Amen.
Thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. You see, we need God's guidance. We need his wisdom. We need his presence in our lives. He who taught
Amen.
His disciples to pray is trying to get his children to realize that a passionate prayer life and a fearless faith walk will see you through all the messes life can throw your way. That this lesson
Amen.
Is being taught to us today by Queen Esther. You see, she was an orphan being raised by her cousin Mordecai because her parents are dead. You see, events have happened. Not realizing her life is about to change, she is taken to the palace because the king is looking for a new queen, and she wins the heart of the chamberlain and Habona, and everyone loves her. It says, the soul that turns to God for his help, support, its power by daily earnest prayer will have noble aspirations, clear perception of truth and duty, high purposes of action, and a continual hunger and thirst after righteousness. By maintaining a connection with God, we shall be enabled to help others through with our association with them and the light and the peace and the serenity that rules in our hearts. You see, the strength acquired in prayer to God united with persevering efforts in training the mind and thoughtfulness and caretaking, prepare one for the daily duties and keeps the spirit in peace under circumstances. My God. You see, God needed to develop something in Esther. So now she has to go through the process. Now the process.
Mm-hmm.
Esther has just been selected as queen, and now she hums a different tune. No longer that poor little Hadassah. She sings a different song. Well, we're moving on up to the east side. She no longer has to call on Calgon to take her away or body work. But now she has her own pool bath with fresh herbs and scented oils from all over the world, where her maidens scrub her till she's squeaky clean. She no longer has to go to the local Harris Teeter or Walmart for food and come home and cook, for now she has the top chefs at her beck and call. No longer do she shop at Ross or Roses or drop by the local thrift store, for now her clothes are tailor-made from spun from the finest silks. Esther is now experiencing the good life, that high you please. Like Esther, some of us are experiencing that spiritual high because you realize your need for God. You're doing well because you've gotten up every morning and realized you can't go pay that high light bill and not curse the person behind the desk out because it's so high unless you pray. You're only on You're only on your spiritual high. Oh, come on, I rebuke the devil. Because
Jesus,
you looked at your husband. Jesus. You looked at your wife and those hard-headed kids, and you said, if I don't get into my prayer closet before I get to you, it's going to be some problems up in here. You're on your spiritual high because you committed yourself to God, and you realize if I don't have him covering me. Somebody is going to get their feelings hurt. So before you go out into the world, you have to get in your prayer closet and get covered by the blood of Jesus. What can
Amen.
Wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You see, Esther is on her high. What she don't mm-hmm. realize is that she has an enemy she know not mm-hmm. of, and it is planning for her and her people's demise. He wanted them mm-hmm. to be wiped off the face of the earth. You see, Haman is so filled with hate for Mordecai mm-hmm. and the Jews, he devised a wicked plan and used King Xerxes to try to carry it out. But he just didn't know what God said in Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You see, it didn't say
Amen.
It was formed, but we know tonight that it will not prosper. In her book, Reverend, Pastor Priscilla Shriver, the star of the movie War Room, writes, "You have an enemy, and he's dead set on destroying all you hold dear and keeping you from the prayer life God intends for all his children." You see, the enemy tries to keep our faults and failures in our faith. And often we have to bow down and weep at the feet of Jesus because of our shortcomings and mistakes. But we are not to be discouraged. We are overcomers. We are not cast off. We are not forsaken and rejected of God. No, Christ is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Now, Mordecai is upset. He rips his clothes and he puts on sackcloth and ashes and puts dirt on his head because a decree has just gone out on the third day of Adar. The Jews were to be killed, and he thinks it's all his fault because he wouldn't bow to Haman. One of Esther's handmaids see him and report to Esther. She tells her, she said, "Your cousin is in the street yelling and wearing a potato sack and have ashes all over his body." Ashes. Esther sends him some new clothes. She thinks this will fix his problem. She has experienced the new life. Maybe he needs a little taste, too. Get him that Stacey Adams suit and take to him. Before we start thinking some kind of way about Esther and why she didn't start praying for him, because she knew that when a Jew did that, that there was trouble, that now since she's in the palace, her prayer life has changed. No emergencies, no hunger pains. But before we start saying, "Don't get brand new on us, Esther," what about us? When we get that, when that income tax check clear in our bank account, when that government stimulus come our way, and now we're able to pay the rent and get caught up on our bills, and our Viola Davis tears and snots have dried up, and our prayers and our David prayers have ceased because the refrigerator is now full like our bank account. What about that promotion on our job? We are better now. We are smiling at the boss instead of trying to trip him up. Our children, they have just come off of Fool's Hill and start behaving themselves. And that marriage, that struggle, couldn't stand looking at one another. But now you can't keep your hands off each other. So now the prayer closet has developed spiderwebs. There's no rush for prayer, no need for faith. You see, Mordecai sees that Esther don't get it. So he sends her a copy of the decree and tells her to go before the king and beg for their lives. God is developing something in Esther like he is with you and I. She sends a quick reply. "The law says that no one can go before the king unless summoned, or they will die unless he holds out the scepter." So I haven't seen that brother in 30 days. So you know, Mordecai sends back words, hey, cuzzo, you be Jew too. And unless you go, you will die too. Get the picture? Esther starts Amen. Moving now. She remembers the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. She starts singing the song, take me back, oh yeah, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first believed you. So she sends word to Mordecai with her and tell all the other Jews to fast too. Then she says, I will go to the king, and if I perish, I perish.
Mm-hmm.
Esther sent word to the kitchen staff, no food or drink for 3 days for me, oh yeah, and for my girls too. She's going to see the king. You see, passionate prayers start manifesting itself, and 3 days passes, and she gets up and cleans up because she's going to the king. Fearless faith is coming into play. She starts down that long walk to the king's court. And you know the devil is probably there whispering in her ears, trying to stop her, talking about dead man walking. It's not too late to turn back. But Esther pushes on.
Amen. Help the Lord.
Help.
In Jesus' name. Yes, Father.
She pushes on. Please, Jesus. She has made up her mind. Going all the way.
Yes.
With the Lord. She opened the doors to the king court. And as soon as he see her, as soon as he see his beautiful queen, the king allowed the Spirit of God to take hold of him, and he holds out the scepter.
Mm-hmm.
And in the days to come, her prayers are answered.
Amen.
And her life, the life of her cousin, and the Jews are spared. Church, we are living in the last chapter of earth history, and there is no time for play, and or there is no time for us to allow distractions from the enemy. We have to keep our attention on Jesus. We have to develop a passionate prayer life. We have to have that fearless faith walk in order to withstand the enemy. 1 Peter 5:8 says that Satan is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But Satan knows the secret that even the weakest sinner on his knees can put him to flight. All we have to do is say, flee in the name of Jesus, and Satan will flee out of our lives, out of our family lives, out of our children's lives, off our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That is why we must pray.
Yes, Lord.
And claim God at his word.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many promises in that word. In closing, in her book, Golden Nuggets, author Cecilia Clutchins is talking about a time when she was looking for some jewelry. She was looking for her earrings, but she only could find one. And she was about to give up looking for it. But then she heard a voice, and it said, look down. And she looked down. You see, God reminded her that sometimes we may not see it, But what we are looking for was there all the time.
Amen.
We may not
Amen.
Feel God is with us sometimes, but he is there all the time.
Amen.
It reminded her of a hymnal. He was there all the time. So tonight broadcast, I encourage you to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is our keeper and sustainer, and he is the lover of our souls. And tonight we
Amen.
Just want to thank him for that. Tonight we just want to praise him for his goodness and his mercies and for allowing us to come and approach his throne of grace. Tonight I
Amen.
Pray that you have been blessed and touched by the word of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Pray to God be all the glory. We thank God for Elder Lisa Strayhorn for that powerful word. Amen.
Amen.
Passionate prayer and faithfully faith. Oh, my goodness. My God. Feel this faith. Feel this. Feel this faith. We thank God for the word, one of God tonight to bring forth that word. Amen. Hope you were blessed and I was blessed by the word of God from the woman of God. Amen. Learn to call on Jesus. He will comfort and strengthen your hearts. Amen. And in a situation, God got you covered. God got your back, your front, your side. He got you all over. Amen. He's all over me. Amen. But we thank God for the word of God. Amen. Every step of the way, learn to trust in God. Learn to take God and his word. Amen. His word should never fail. There's no failure in God. But we need to learn how to be passionate in our prayer. And we need to learn how to be fearless in our faith, amen, each and every day, praise God. Each and every day we need to be people of prayer. God, to pray without ceasing.
Amen.
So you continue to pray morning, noon, and night without a doubt. You pray and have God to work it out, amen. Learn to connect with God in all that you do. Learn to keep that prayer closet in use, amen. Keep it in use all the time, amen. Use that war room to the glory of God, praise God. We thank God for the woman of God. Bring forth that mighty, mighty, powerful word. And we thank God that you are blessed by it.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I was so blessed by this powerful word.
My God, my God.
Elder Strayhorn tonight.
Yes.
It is just an awesome wonder when you're able to take the word of God and apply it to 21st century. The word of God is timeless. Praise God. It has from the beginning to the end, it is timeless. And we need to know how to take his word and apply it to our 21st century lifestyle. And praise God, that's exactly what the woman did tonight in talking about passionate prayer
Amen.
And fearless faith. She brought up the comment that we are living in the last chapter of the earth's history.
My God.
We're living in the latter days, listening audience. Oh, yes, we are. And ye who endures to the end shall be saved. Well, how do you endure to the end?
Uh-huh.
You endure to the end by having a passionate prayer life and fearless faith, praise God. Oh, yes. The word of God tells us that faith without works is dead.
Yes.
You must be able, first of all, to have faith in God, knowing that his word is true, knowing that his word never fails. And as Elder Strayhorn shared, you must have that passionate prayer life,
Amen.
That time that you steal away with Almighty God. And just be able to talk with your Heavenly Father. That's what prayer is. It's having a conversation with the Lord, being able to talk with him and allow him, then getting quiet before him and allowing him to be able to speak to your spirit. Praise God. The word of God tells have, we must have
Amen.
A passionate prayer life. And we must be able to know how to stand fearlessly, having done all to stand fearlessly, exercising our faith in the Most High God. And the Word of God promises, hallelujah, that our God, He never ever fails.
Amen.
He never fails, and His Word never fails. And I like the way as she was bringing this forth from the book of Esther, because during this particular time, God's people had not only come under physical attack or was about to come under physical attack, but there was a war going on in the spirit realm as well.
Amen.
But God, hallelujah, because when Esther told Mordecai for the people to go forth and be able to fast and be able to pray, and then as they fasted, as they prayed, as they exhibited and exercised this passionate prayer life and had a fearless faith, God began to move on their behalf. Well, the same way that God moved on their behalf then is the same way our God will move on our behalf now. Whenever you're going through difficult times or face challenges in your life, that's the time that you are to make sure to have that weaponry, because prayer is your weapon. Oh, yes, it is. That allows you to be able to war against the powers of the enemy, praise
Amen.
God. That
Amen.
Passionate prayer life. You can't wait until, however, you get in the midst of the battle
yes.
to be able to develop a prayer life. Many, unfortunately, you have those that don't pray until something serious begins to happen, until something wrong begins to occur. And then it's, oh, Jesus, oh, God. No, that's not the time to develop your prayer life. You need to be consistent, praise God, with prayer when everything is going right. You need to be able to pray. God says that we are to pray at all times,
yes.
when in favorable situations and in unfavorable situations. He calls us to pray. Praise God.
Amen.
So we must have that passionate prayer life and that fearless faith.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to go ahead and open up the line. If you would like to share your comments about passionate prayer and fearless faith with our listening audience, anything that God has laid on your heart, praise God, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Or if you would like to share in words of encouragement with our speaker of the evening, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, go ahead and press 1, praise God, on your dial pad. We call her. Your last 4 digits are 3925. We welcome you into the
Amen.
Studio.
Praise
go
God.
Right ahead, please.
Praise the Lord. This is Cecilia Cutchin, and I just want to encourage, hey, cuz, I just want to encourage you. That was an awesome word. Hallelujah. An awesome word. And we know how Aunt Ruby believes in prayer. I've been over there several weekends over there on Bruce Place Southeast when we had to turn the lights out and everything on a Friday night to prepare for Sabbath on Saturday. And our Ruby does not play about prayer at all. That's a praying woman. And she got it on. It's from her parents. So I thank you for that word of encouragement about prayer, because prayer changes things. Hallelujah. We know that for ourselves. Prayer changes things. Glory
Amen.
To your name, God. I was even
Amen.
Praising God about even recently everybody that I heard in our family that had contracted COVID, and none of them died, but God. Hallelujah. My daughter included, but none of them died. Hallelujah, because prayer changes things. Come on.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, cuz, for that word. It was awesome, and I loved how you intertwined it with the Jeffersons and everything. That's awesome, awesome, awesome. Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome. Love you much.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Cecilia.
Amen.
Praise God
for
your comments and your words of encouragement. Praise the Lord. Is there another tonight that would like to share into the conversation tonight about passionate prayer and fearless faith?
My God.
Hallelujah. This is, we're living in the days that you must have a passionate prayer life, and you better exercise faith in God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, because that is the only way, praise God, that you'll be able to stand. Hallelujah. The only way that you will be able to stand,
Amen.
God will sustain you. The prayers of the righteous, oh, yes, they do avail as much, praise God.
You better know how to move on up.
Amen.
Move on up.
I love the way she talked about
move
that. Moving on up.
Praise God. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank God and we give him all the praise.
Amen.
And we have so many things, oh, yes, we do, to be thankful for, because as Sister Cutchin just shared with us this past year, COVID-19 touched the lives of so many millions of people around the world. And I can almost say just about even it touched someone's life, or they knew of someone who had been impacted by this virus. But praise God for keeping.
Amen.
Oh, he's a keeper saint.
Yes,
oh, yes. And if you, as Sister Cutchin just stated, came into 2021 and you had family members, praise God, where that still were able to survive this virus, that is truly a blessing. If you had where you had a family that wasn't impacted by this virus and they're still living, everyone, praise God, I can truly say that in our family, glory to God, that as we stepped over into 2021, everybody in the family that stepped into 2020 stepped over, praise God, into 2021.
Thank you, Lord.
And that many people could not say that, but God. Oh, yes, that's what the power of
Amen.
Prayer will do.
That's
what the faith in Amen. Our Almighty God will do, saint.
Yes.
Oh, yes, there's none like it. He's a good, good father. Oh, yes, he is.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he is. So we just give God all the praise and we give him all the honor and we glorify him because he is such a great God. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah to your name, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Is there another that would like to be able to share? Don't be shy. You are amongst friends. Hallelujah. Go ahead and press that one on your dial pad. If the Lord is moving you to speak, the word of God tells us that people are won by your testimony. Hallelujah. They're won by your testimony. Your word might be that word that somebody needs to hear and be able to know. If God did it for you,
Amen.
Oh, yes, he can do it for me as well.
The power of your testimony, thanks. Power
oh,
of
yes.
your testimony. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise
Glory
your
to
name.
God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank
yes,
you, Lord
yes,
God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Caller, did we do 4984? Praise God. Caller, your last four digits is 4984. Go ahead. Did you have something that you'd like to share with us tonight? Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to thank Elder Strayhorn for that powerful
Amen.
Word, the passionate prayer and fearless faith.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through, and she gave examples and whenever you go through and you seem like things don't work out the way you want to work them out, but we realize
yes.
that when we pray and keep our faith in God, that things will work out for our good. And
oh,
I'm
yes,
so grateful that she let go and let God. Even when
Amen.
Our body is weak, God's word still and shall come forth. So
yes,
I want to encourage her to keep up a good work for God. And we thank God for all the clouds of witnesses we had when we was a little child of our aunts and our grandparents. And everything
Amen.
That they did it with love and joy. But as they
Amen.
Told us one thing, you must pray. You got to pray. And you got to
yes.
keep on praying. So thank you, Elder Strayhorn, for that powerful
Amen.
Word.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you, Elder
praise
Green,
God.
For that word. Amen. For,
yes,
for the encouragement.
Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Elder
yes.
Green,
yes.
for the encouragement. Word.
God
Hallelujah.
Bless.
Praise God. God bless you tonight.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Is there another? We have about 8 minutes left in the broadcast. And if there is another that would like to share, go ahead and press one on your dial pad. And while we are waiting, we want to be able to take this time to not just assume that everybody tonight on the line is saved. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, salvation is easy as ABC. All you have to do is accept Him as Lord and Savior. B, just believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus, knowing that He lived and He died and He was resurrected, and confess that with your mouth. Open your mouth and say, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and take over. Be Lord and Savior of my life for the rest of my life. I believe that you came here to this earth, that you lived, that you died, and that you was resurrected and rose again for my sins and the sins of this world. And I accept you as Lord of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed that simple prayer, my dear brother or my dear sister, oh yes, we welcome you tonight into the body of Christ. We welcome you into the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
The word of God says that just if one turns their life away from a way of sin and accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then the angels of heaven begin rejoicing on your behalf.
Hallelujah.
And your name, hallelujah,
praise
your name has been written down permanently, never to be erased.
Mm-hmm.
Your name has been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes.
And so we welcome you to the body of Christ.
Amen.
We give God all glory and all honor and all praise. That is our purpose for being here, to be able to share the word of God and allow it to go forth and accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish, for the changing of lives and for the salvation of souls as God's kingdom, hallelujah, is advanced here in this earth.
Amen.
Praise God. We give God all praise. We have about 5 minutes left, praise God. We ask if you would like to learn more about New Seasons Ministry, that you access our website at www.newseasonsintl.org. Praise the Lord. If you would also like to financially support this ministry with your tax-deductible donations, we allow for you to do that through our website. And also, these broadcasts are recorded, and you can access them on our website as well. Well, praise God again. We're going to ask Elder Strayhorn if she would be willing to close us out in prayer. And we pray that you have an awesomely blessed week this week. Elder Strayhorn, would you close us out in prayer, please?
Father God, tonight we come before your throne of grace, thanking you for being such a good God, Lord. Thank you for taking care of your children, Father God. Thank you for blessing us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we searched all over, but we couldn't find no one. No one who was greater than you, Lord. And so tonight we say thank you, Lord. Tonight we praise your name, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to have that passionate prayer life, Lord. We thank you for the fearless faith that you put into our life and put into our hearts that we may be able to reach others and let them know of the good news of Jesus Christ and his soon coming. So tonight, Lord, as we close out this broadcast, Lord, we ask you to continue to bless Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, Lord, and their ministry, Father God, because you have and you are and you will continue to do it. And we give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. We just thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your love. And, Lord, we just thank you for Jesus who died and fought to save our sins. And it's in his name we pray this prayer. Amen. And amen.
Praise God. We thank God for you, Elder Strayhorn. We thank God as well for everyone that tuned in tonight. Go forth and have an awesomely blessed week. And to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. God bless.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. Whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
you say.